I've always been had a sexual health check every 3.5 months. I've always been sexually active. Anyhow, in 2011, it lapsed by 3 months. So I was sitting waiting for a friend. So I got a coffee. Anyhow, I was in Dean Street and they were giving out leaflets for instant HIV tests, and that prompted me to have my sexual health check. So while I just popped over to Dean Street, which is the sexual health clinic, and I had an instant test. So while I was waiting for my results, I just remember the door opening and the clinician coming over and sitting down. And I looked at her and I said to her, "You're going to tell me I'm positive?" And she said, "Yes. How did you know?" I said, "Well, you would have said everything was all right when you opened the door." And how did I feel? Well, this might sound really ridiculous, but I was relieved because I was 50 years old, and for the last 30 years, I had been waiting that news. And I'd been worried about it every time prior to having a sexual health check, and there it was. And it wasn't a shock. I wasn't upset. I just thought, well, that's just part of the course. I sometimes think your life's mapped out. To be 50 and be being part of the age range who, you know, could have been HIV, contracted HIV at an earlier stage, I thought, well, I hadn't done so bad. I'd had a good run, as it were. Now, that might sound irresponsible, but I wasn't really upset, and I knew there was only myself to blame, so it wasn't about blame. And I wasn't really that concerned because I lived in London and I was surrounded by a lot of people who were positive, who were on medication, who, you know, had HIV for many years and lived a very healthy lifestyle, you know, and still worked and still enjoyed life. So that wasn't my concern. My main concern was telling my partner. He just actually called me when I came out of Dean Street, and I just told him. And he was absolutely great about it because, you know, he was an educated man and he knew about medication. And he just said, "It's not the end of the world." And he did say to me, "Well, you know, being diabetic is probably worse because, you know, you lose a limb or you lose your eyesight." A lot of feelings and emotions went through me just about treatment. Who shall I tell? Well, I was told not to tell anybody unless there was a benefit, till I had time to think about who I was told. When I was diagnosed, I had a very aggressive viral load, but fortunately, my CD4 count, which is was it 1200 or 1300, which was I was told was really good. That's my immune system. And but in that time, you had to wait for your CD4 count to go down to 500 before they would give you medication. Anyhow, I had read prior to that, to my diagnosis, that there was a lot of evidence to prove that the quicker you went on medication, the better it was for you to become undetectable. And it was probably better for your immune system if you became undetectable. So I didn't have to fight for it, but I did suggest and I did say that I wanted to start treatment immediately. Anyhow, once I spoke to a doctor, they said, well, they were quite happy for me to do that, and I did that. And within roughly about 3.5 weeks, my viral load came down to 50, and within 6 weeks, I was completely undetectable. So that wasn't a problem. I started with Atripla, which was effective for reducing my viral load, but lately they found that it caused insomnia. It was like you took it at night time when you went to bed, but to be quite honest, it was like taking an A, really, because it used to make you quite hyperactive. Anyhow, after about 5 years, I started to develop a few mental health issues with anxiety and temper. Anyhow, they did find that ear tripler was possibly a cause of that. So, and ear tripler used to be the first line of medication offered to patients, and they've since changed that, and I think that's probably a good idea. So I didn't really have any problems with my HIV. I went to work, I didn't have any time off, I was very lucky, I didn't have any side effects, like diarrhoea or severe insomnia. I was very fortunate, apart from being a bit bad-tempered, anyhow. So everything was fine, but 10 years down the line, and I didn't have any problems with HIV living in London. I just got on with it. Anyhow, then my mother developed Alzheimer's and my father wasn't coping, so I decided to take redundancy and I came back to the Northeast. And when I came back to the Northeast, I was a little bit shocked because I was very unaware of stigma after living in central London. And then I told a friend I was positive and she reacted quite badly, really. She's fine now, but I had to educate her about that I couldn't pass it on by body mind body fluids because I was undetectable. I couldn't transfer by using a tea, a cup or a plate or any utensils. I couldn't pass it on by kissing. And once she was educated, she was fine. But I did feel a reservation in informing people of my diagnosis. But since then, I've been back for 7 years. I'm with the Blue Sky Trust. It's been absolutely amazing because I live 23 miles out of Newcastle. So sometimes I feel a bit isolated. So I can come to the Blue Sky Trust and I can just be myself. I can discuss medical issues or medical incompetence or problems I'm having with my tablets or how I feel. And other people who are obviously positive at Blue Sky Trust can relate to that and offer advice or tell me about their experience to show some empathy. And that just helps you cope with your everyday living. Most of the people I've told have been very positive and have been very supportive. So I all my family know, my immediate family, and most of my close friends know. I've had a few problems on online where people have, said, they've said some very nasty things, but I have chose to try to inform them, point them in the right direction. Some people have apologised, some people have obviously disappeared. I do try to tell people or inform people about being undetectable. And, untransmittable means undetectable, which we need to get that message across. I'm delighted that more and more people are aware of you, because a lot of people who I've dated, I have told them and they're aware of you, so that's quite good. If I've come across stigma, I've tried to inform people about what you means. What would I say if I went back in time? I think you still have to look after yourself. I think you think you've got HIV and you think, oh, it doesn't matter now what you do, but you have to you have to do everything in moderation, whether you drink, whether you eat or whatever you do, because since then I have become diabetic and I think that has been brought on by the medication. And it seems to be getting, my diabetes seems to be getting worse. I've gone from tablets, I'm now on insulin. And it just seems to get controlled, then it seems to be out of control, which it is at the moment. So I don't know if it's the HIV, and I don't know if the HIV caused the blood pressure. I have had a heart attack. Those other factors which happen to be body may have increased the risk of diabetes and caused the diabetes. I'm not too sure. But I think you can live a normal life, but I think you have to look after yourself. So you must take your medication on time. You must make sure you attend all your appointments for whatever ailments or health conditions you've got, because you've got to have a holistic view of your health, really. So don't just focus on HIV or your diabetes, you want to focus on everything. And, you know, talk to people if you have any emotional issues or if you feel isolated, if you've got the Blue Sky Trust, or you need to talk to your clinician who can help put you in touch with psychology. If there are any courses about finding your feet to do with HIV or anything like that, you may find you don't need to do it, but I think you need to go through that journey to actually sit and discuss each step of the journey. And I think that helps you mentally in the long term, rather than just accepting it, because you'll look at it from, you look at the condition from different aspects, from other people's experiences, which I think will help you become more accepting or more happy with the situation you're in.